we're moving into a further request, a further desire, a further amplification, a further, I'm just going to keep saying request. So the request is coming from our higher self, and the request is quite mighty. It's quite strong. It's quite relevant. It's quite necessary. So the more that we understand that we are soon to go, we are soon to glow, we are soon to shine, we are soon to establish the truth of self, it's going to be much easier to part ways from the distant past, because we keep increasing, we keep stretching, we keep unifying, we keep evolving into the truth that's been true always. So just imagine that you're opening up presents, but it's like, oh my gosh, there are more presents around the corner. I didn't even realize those were for more me. And just saying, yes, please. So there's something about our willingness to evolve without fault. That means, so the fault part kind of goes with the daily message. As long as we're busy fault finding, remember, everyone is really an aspect of self. We're really all of it. So when our mind is focused on fault, guess what? That impression comes to us first. So in other words, what we're doing is we're releasing that false prophecy. We're releasing that false discharge. In other words, the unconscious guilt that really has been kept us trapped so long ago is finally, what would be the word? It's just sort of like we're transforming into our best consideration. We're transforming into our kindest glance. We're transforming into our divine union. We're transforming into all that is now possible. So we want to feel ourselves stretching. We want to feel ourselves morphing. We want to feel ourselves advancing. So when I'm sharing this, I just keep shift shaping. Like, first I was a dragon, then I was some kind of beautiful Dakini. So again, we want to remember we're actually all of it. So every time we stay in charge of that light, we sing our new song, we sing our new expansion, we sing our new volume, we sing our new herald in light assurance. So we want to remember that we're going to keep advancing, we're going to keep extending, we're going to keep dreaming in this light so that all can see. So we want to keep, how would I say that? It's sort of like when they say we're releasing the past, we're releasing our attachment to it. We're releasing our, sort of like our stronghold to anything that is no longer necessary. So in other words, we hold on to the past because that's all we have. But when we're introduced to love, when we're introduced to strength, when we're introduced to joy, when we're introduced to further accomplishment, it's like, oh, I no longer need the old pastime. I no longer need the old trespassing. I no longer need the old story. I no longer need to see how things play out because I'm already quickening. I'm already advancing. I'm already further aligning. I'm already engaging. I'm already developing. I'm already moving beyond that old consideration of self. So allow yourselves to merge, allow yourselves to dance. And when they're saying dance, it's like dancing with the light. So just imagine you're just frequency or vibration, and you're being stirred, you're being upgraded, you're being requested, you're being signaled. So again, that signaling, it's a vibrational excitement, it's a vibrational surrounding, it's a vibrational increase. So we want to keep feeling that. And so when we feel that, when we merge with that, when we say yes to that, we're opening up the strings of the heart. So when I'm looking at the heart, our spiritual heart, that's our true prophecy. So it's almost like, it's like string that's unraveling. And so as it unravels, the full alignment of self emerges. In other words, this golden light, this golden treasure, the truth of self. So it's like releasing all of the mind's attachment and opening up our true destination, which of course is love, being the incarnation of love. In our full majesty, in our full heart's desire, in our full knowing, in our full likeness, in our full evolved status. So the more that we can keep increasing, engaging, feeling full, feeling of high value, what this is going to help us do is to tip the scale always. In other words, the more that we open up to love, the more that we open up to the Christ energies, the more that we open up to our I Am presence, it's like that's all that's really quite necessary, because now we're functioning out of our new placement, out of our new consideration. So allow yourselves to dance, allow yourselves to illuminate. So illuminating is bringing in that light into full mastery, into full ministry, into full illuminated value. So again, every time there's an increase, it's like the past just gets, you know, fainter and fainter and less interesting and less of necessary value. And it just sort of like falls off on the edge, because we're focusing, we're demanding, we're unifying with our current state of awareness, our current consciousness. So that current is sort of like a currency that keeps traveling, that keeps amplifying, that keeps increasing, that keeps doubling. So just imagine you're getting double the return every moment, double. So you understand how quickly the coincided adventure can begin, because it's already upon us, it's already engaged with us, it's already happening. So when they're saying it's already happening now, the energy running through is of superb value. It's of a great inheritance, of great I'm just going to say significance. And the significance is that energy, that frequency is going to shift our very existence. So when they're sharing things like that, it kind of unnerves us a little bit. It leaves us a little bit in that state of groundlessness, because if you can't hold on to what you had, well, then what gives? Where do you go? And so it's sort of like, okay, I'm not holding on to anything. And so this is where we're soon to receive our light. So we want to remember the physicality is actually a fallacy. It's actually all vibrational and it's all spinning. So the more that we will dance inside, meaning aligning with the illuminated brilliance, aligning with the stirred access, aligning with our holy engagement, we come into that Christ union. So again, we're allowing ourselves to really avail ourselves of this Christ mercy that is soon upon us. So when they talk about Christ's mercy, they're not speaking of Jesus handing us something. It's opening up to our own eternal flame. It's opening up to our own Christ self. So we want to understand that we're getting ready to move mountains. Remember, we're shifting in consciousness. We're not solving anything from the old consciousness. It's sort of like that's at a stalemate. And it's like, who's going to make the first move? It almost doesn't matter, because what you put out comes back tenfold. So we're releasing that old advocacy, and we're moving into our new present reality, and we're moving into our new present stride, and we're moving into that placement where all is now possible. Because remember, we're letting go of the past. We're allowing ourselves to shine. We're allowing ourselves to be gifted. We're allowing ourselves to communicate with our illuminated field. So the communication is what's being offered, is what's being pressed in, is what's being addressed, is what's being amplified, so we can reach our new tomorrow. So in other words, that communication from our higher self, from our I Am status, it is now upon us. As we continue to honor it, as we continue to abide by it, as we continue to identify with it, And so the more that we can do so with joy, the more that we can do so with tenderness, the more that we can do so with our evolved status, this is where we're going to be offering mercy, because the more that we understand, we've been functioning out of the wrong consciousness, or a consciousness that has already been decided. In other words, we're choosing the light, we're choosing our amplified vision. As we offer that to ourselves, as we come into that full establishment, the compassion for others, it's right there, because the compassion that we realize we are due, we then extend to all of life. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to be amplified, allow yourselves to be taken wholly, meaning that we're opening up to our whole self, we're opening up to our inner chamber, we're opening up to our true ascension. So again, that ascension is an ongoing occurrence always, as we will stay gladdened, as we will stay awake, as we will stay dutiful, as we will part ways with the past, as we will stay open. So we want to remember that that light, that love is like ever providing, ever stroking us. Remember waves. So allow yourselves to be in your new place of consideration, meaning, oh my gosh, when I'm receiving everyone, it just looks so bright and beautiful and full of sunshine and full of stirring and full of, like potentiality of richest desire. So the potential that is here is immeasurable. I mean, immeasurable shifting and changes. And so the more that we can drop the past and think, you know, our mind tends to think we need a lot of linear time to make this happen, but we absolutely don't. It's here for the taking. It's here for the witnessing. So what we want to do is we want to receive, we want to witness, we want to say yes, and we want to extend it always. So extending it always is like anyone that you're frustrated with, anyone that goes dark and bump in the night, like you just don't know what to do. You want to extend this light. You really, really do, because the more that you extend that light, you drop the judgment, you drop the resistance within, remembering everyone is our brother, everyone's our brethren. Everyone is really us. We're all doing this together. So the more that we offer that dance to the many, it really serves us in dropping that personality, individual, gotta figure out my life and oh well to you, because we're gonna really understand that we're offering pardon to the whole self. The whole self. So the whole self can dance. The whole self can engage with the light. The whole self can transfer into a illuminated brilliance. So when they're saying illuminated brilliance, it's just white and bright as can be. So there's offerings from Shambhala that are like dancing in the sky. So it's like an energy that is emitting new notion, that's emitting signs of change, that's emitting heavenly status. So allow yourselves to shine, allow yourselves to be illuminated always, and allow that shine to just be dispersed, like passed on to everybody and anyone that is ready to be gifted. This includes our past selves that we've been frustrated with, that we haven't forgiven yet. So it's like, here is God's glory, here is God's mercy, always and forever. Always and forever to eternity. Now, the reason they're closing with that is, remember, we're opening up to our multidimensional emphasis. This is so important that we understand we're receiving ourselves beyond time, beyond space. So we want to receive that in a quickening. In other words, in the quick of a flash, in an instantaneous allocation of wealth. We call it downloads, but the more that we understand, how would I say that? There's really no limitation. There's really no limitation. We don't get more than we can handle. But as soon as we finish integrating, it's sort of like, okay, next. So we're not waiting on the friendly skies. We're not waiting on the universe. We're not waiting on another. We're not waiting on a beautiful master. All of that support is waiting on our say-so, waiting on our integration, waiting on our success. And that success, remember, is honoring our light. Honoring our light. Honoring our light. That's the truth of self and the truth of all. There's nothing that's true about you that isn't true about everyone else. That includes the person that's driving you, that's causing you the most temporary illusionary pain. So this is a universal concept. This is a universal belief in the truth of all beings, seeing all beings in light, seeing all beings as master, seeing all beings as illuminated in their highest awareness now. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining, for participating, for honoring that light, for bringing it in fully. It's gonna start getting really good, really, really good. Okay, so let me read this. Oh, these are my mala beads. Thank you. These are my malas. We just finished doing them before session. Okay, so we're gonna